Good evening. Shall we look into the Gospel of John? Gospel of John, chapter 13. I'm sorry, 14. I used to listen to the news, and this is years ago. Then the trouble is, listening to the news, I cannot go to sleep very well. My heart gets troubled. Then listening to the political situation, then again, more trouble going on in my heart. Then I stop watching the news. I have a lot of peace of mind. I just want to read the first verse of John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. The disciples was with the Lord, live with him. Last 3.5 years, maybe they felt like they lived with him all their life, because they were so close with the Lord. Wherever the Lord goes, they are with him. And at night time, somewhere they rest. The Lord may be going to pray, but most of the time they are with him. That's the life the disciple had. And the public ministry is over. In next few hours, less than half a day, the Lord is going to be crucified. In chapter 13, the Lord called the disciples for the Passover feast. Lord never missed a Passover. And the disciples went there just as usual to attend the Passover. It is a ceremony they have before the supper. The servant will wash their feet. The disciples are sitting there, and the water is there. You remember just before this, the disciples had a talk themselves. Who is the greatest? They may be looking at each other. You know, just a few days ago maybe, the mother of two disciples went to the Lord and asked, hey, in your kingdom, can my children can sit right and left? So they all are worried about who is great. They all wanted to be great. Peter, a born leader, sitting there and looking, but not moving. Everybody thinks they are bigger than the other guy. Very unpleasant waiting. And Lord get up and wash their dirty feet. I believe that very much troubled each disciple's heart. They were very much embarrassed. Lord has to do this? Then they felt guilty. And afterwards, Lord is giving the news that one of you is a traitor. They were shocked. Who is that? They have such a hard time to accept it. They may not understand in full meaning in the beginning. But they realized, Lord told that Judas is going to betray me. And Judas was sent out from the team. Then Lord is telling them, after some time you don't see me. He's telling them, I am going to die. And the way he is going to die, such a shock.
You know, these disciples, they left everything they had and followed him. All their neighborhood, everybody knew these are his disciples. They witnessed, they lived with the Lord. And they heard the news, he's going to go away. What's going to be our future? How are we going to go back to our own towns? The people will mock us. They will laugh at us. All their hope was pinned on the Lord. They already had some bad news. The Judas was already gone. Now, Master, you are going? Oh no. Their heart is troubled. They don't know what to do. Their life in a standstill. They cannot believe what they are hearing. Peter said, no, Lord. Where are you going? We want to see that place. And Peter said, no, I will come. If I have to die, still I will be with you. And right there, Lord said, you're going to deny me thrice. All the disciples is listening. Everyone is listening to this. This is a close, few people gathered around and close talk. And everyone is looking at each other. Peter, the rock of strength, our leader, the boldest amongst us, he's going to deny you? Warning against the deadly sin. All the disciple was thinking about Peter, everything melting away. What are we hearing? What is this? They're all shocked. All the news they are getting is bad news. Now Lord is telling, Peter, let not your heart be troubled. The news you are hearing can trouble. I mean, even nowadays, what we hear in the news, every day, so many of us, our families, dear ones, getting sick, and we know they are not going to be, get healed. Very serious. What happened to Philippines? So many people's heart is troubled. But Lord is telling, let not your heart be troubled. The Lord is saying this, chapter 13, verse 1 starts, the hour has come. Lord knew he has half a day. Can you imagine that we got the news that I have half a day to live? We will be frozen. We don't know what to do next. And instead of comforting the Lord, Lord is comforting the disciples. And he's telling them, all these days, Lord was speaking to them through the parables, and maybe end of the day, when the disciples alone gathered, he will explain what I meant, and they can ask questions, and very closely related, and talk, close talk with the disciples. Now, no more parables. He's telling the fact. This is the time. We don't have much more time. But let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He saw the heart of the disciples, how troublesome it is, how hopeless they were thinking right now. So he told them, this is just for a short while. There is, you left your home, you left everything and followed me. Now I am my father's house. He's so proud about his father and the father's house. Plenty of room there. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I'm going to come back just to strengthen them. He directly talking to each one. And they got that message. But later, we know, everyone flee their own way at the cross. They all went away. They couldn't take it. They struggled in their heart. But the love of God, the faith that they had in the Lord. You know, Acts chapter 2, we are studying our home Bible study. The birth of the church. The same Peter who denied the Lord. With might and power, he stood and started preaching. You know, heart is the seat of emotion. I was helping one of my friends at work one time. And he heard something I said, he thought something else, got very upset and looked, excuse me? So I said, what's wrong? Then I said, I explained again, okay. I mean, the heart is so easy to get emotional. All the good and evil comes from the heart. We can see the Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. The Lord and the disciples spent a lot of time there. Actually, some of the disciples lived off Galilee in the past, catching the fish, and that's where they lived. Some of them may be living around it. They always see the wind blew and comes, and the waves going. That's instant. The wind comes, you can see the waves. Lord is telling, your life should not be like that. Faith in God. A wind hit, it should not keep on wave. But think, naturally it will happen. We are emotional. But think about 20 feet below the water, below the sea. No matter what kind of wind blew, it still be calm. The fish going through that area underneath, it's not waving. It's going steady. That's what we see in the Peter's life. All the disciples were run away in the beginning. But Lord told them, let your heart not be troubled. Have faith in me. Have faith in God. This is just for a short while. The bad news we hear, all that is happening just for a moment. This will go away. And we can see all the disciples, how they live for Christ afterwards. They live for God. Their heart not being troubled. Because I live, you shall also live. That's the word God gave to them. In 1 Peter, I was reading the 1 Peter some time ago and wondering, man, the same Peter wrote this? When Peter wrote this, the 1 Peter, they were going through persecution everywhere, every aspect. I lived sometime in Saudi Arabia. You can see, if you see, if the authorities knew you are a Christian, everything you are doing is wrong. The way you walk, I mean, that's the way in many countries. We have so much freedom here, we cannot understand. That's the way when Peter wrote this, they were going through persecution. Actually, 1 Peter was written, these epistles were written in AD 63, just before the Nero's persecution. And this is what Peter wrote. Where's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5? Just want to read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through the faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Each word used, we can preach on it. Pregnant with meaning, the same Peter. If you are going through trials, troubles, just for a short while, have faith in God. Faith also in the Lord. He's going to come back very soon. He's going to wash, clear all our tears, wipe our tears. Let's have that assurance in him. May God bless us. Let's pray. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We heard so many matters for prayer. So many issues we are facing in our day-to-day life. Like the disciples on that day. So many going through so much problems and pain and suffering in different ways. But we thank thee for thy word. Let not your heart be troubled. Thank thee for being with us. Thank thee for blessing us. Thank thee for that eternal hope that thou have given to us. We are waiting to see thee, Lord. Be with each one of us. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.